Boys will be boys. The glory days and party nights of the Dallas Cowboys dynasty. By Jeff Perlman. Narrated by Arthur Morey. Copyright 2008 by Jeff Perlman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harper, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Scissors to the Neck. You can do a lot of things in life. You can't stab a teammate with a pair of scissors. Kevin Smith, Cowboys cornerback. Michael Irvin knew he was screwed. There, dangling in his right hand, was a pair of silver scissors, bits of shredded brown skin coating the tips. There, clutching his own throat, was Everett McIver, a 6'5", 318-pound hulk of a man, blood oozing from the 2-inch gash in his neck. There, standing to the side, were teammates Eric Williams, Leon Lett, and Kevin Smith, slack-jawed at what they had just seen. It was finally over. Everything was over. The Super Bowls, the Pro Bowls, the endorsements, the adulation, the dynasty. Damn. The dynasty. The greatest wide receiver in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, a man who had won 3 Super Bowls, who had appeared in 5 Pro Bowls, whose dazzling play and sparkling personality had earned him a devoted legion of followers, knew he would be going to prison for a long time. 2 years, if he was lucky. 20 years, maximum. Was this the first time Irvin had exercised mind-numbing judgment?